is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals, he's waiting and watching, watching.
Again to this Gospel Miracle Hour. We're so pleased you've joined us. If you've joined us for the first time, then welcome. God wants to do a work in your life that no man can do. And I'd like to open in prayer. Pray, Lord, that you grant your servant this day great boldness to bring your word, that, Lord, you'd stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this reason, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And all God's children said, Amen. Well, I'd like to start off the message here today with by saying, what is God's nature like? What is his thoughts towards you? What does he think of you? What's the Bible say about you? What does God actually think about you? We see this from Psalm 69:16 and also John 1:14, and starting in Psalms, it says, O Jehovah, answer my prayers, for your loving kindness is wonderful, your mercy is so plentiful, so tender and so kind. And in John it says, and Christ became a human being and lived here on earth among us, and was full of loving forgiveness and truth. And some of us have seen his glory, the glory of the only Son of the Heavenly Father. See, friends, again we see this prayer answering God of the Bible. For his loving kindness towards you is wonderful, and his mercy is so plentiful, so tender and so kind. Jesus Christ became a human being and lived here on earth among us, and was full of loving kindness and truth. Jesus Christ is the glory of the only Son of our Heavenly Father. Friends, he loves and cares about you. And, well, the message today is, some people give the excuse for not accepting Christ is, I intend to before I die. Well, the answer to that is, can you determine the hour, the minute, the second of your death? Nothing is so uncertain as life. See in Proverbs 29:1, He who is often reproved and hardens his neck will suddenly be destroyed and never have another chance. Friends, the Bible is warning you, do not harden your attitude, not to keep putting this free gift of eternal salvation off. You do not know when your life may end. In Job 34:20 it says, in a moment we die, in the middle of the night the people are shaken and pass away, the mighty are taken away without a hand. See, friends, again we have a warning from the Bible not to keep putting off this decision. God's hand is stretched out to you today. In a moment we die, at any time, great and small pass away, moved by no human hand. Says in James 4:13 and 17, look here, you people who say today or tomorrow we are going to such and such a town, stay there for a year and open up a profitable business. How do you know what is going to happen tomorrow? For the length of our lives is uncertain as a morning fog. Now you see it, soon it is gone. Remember too that knowing what is right to do and not doing it is sin. God is saying there is no time like the present. You may never get to hear this gospel message again. In Isaiah 55:6 it says, seek the Lord while you can find him. Call upon him now while he is near. Friends, turn to the Lord that he may have mercy upon you and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. In Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. John 3:17, for God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. What it's saying is, God did not send his Son Jesus Christ into the world to punish you, but that through Jesus Christ you might be saved. There's no punishment. He's not going to punish you. Titus 2:11, for the free gift of eternal salvation is now being offered to everyone. In 3:5 it says, then he saved us, not because we were good enough to be saved, but because of his kindness and pity, by washing away our sins and giving us the new joy of the indwelling Holy Spirit. Loved ones, the free gift of eternal salvation has now been offered to you now. You can't work for it. You can't work your way to heaven because it's free. It's a free gift. God is saying, just come as you are. All your problems, just come as you are and receive this free gift, this from this merciful, compassionate God who forgives all. In your response, friends, receive Christ. The Bible says it in Romans 10:9-13, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. And what to pray? How to receive Christ? Just follow me in this prayer. Just follow us along. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sin. Just follow us along. Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sin. I believe that Jesus is the Christ, that he died on the cross for my sin and sickness. Come into my life, and I make you my Lord and Saviour. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, the Bible says whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. You're saved through faith, not by works. Receiving Christ, you are born into God's family, the work of the Holy Spirit. This is called the new birth, or being born again. To get to know Christ better, read your Bible every day if possible, starting at Matthew, Mark, Luke or John. Get into a good Bible-based church where Christ is preached, and God will take you places you never dreamed. As Christ's representative in a needy world, demonstrate your new life by your love and concern for others, and God bless you as you do. Well, we start this part of the message now, and I will start to pray for the sick and hurting. Now, listen to what the Bible is saying. Listen to what God is saying. Go to Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. See, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. It was the anointing of the Holy Ghost that healings took place. We see it as the devil that causes all sickness and oppression. We see that in the scripture. In Isaiah 10:27 said, it shall come to pass that the burden will be removed and the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing. Friends, the anointing is the presence of the Holy Spirit. It's the anointing. There is a demonstration of the miracle working power of God. The anointing puts the devil on the run. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit or the anointing will lift up a standard against him. In Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He's called me to bring healing to the brokenhearted and to preach freedom to the captives. He's appointed me to release the oppressed, open blind eyes, and announce that God is ready to give blessings to all who come to him. Loved ones, this is the time of God's favor. Because of the anointing of the Holy Spirit, burdens will be removed, bondages and yokes will be destroyed, peace will heal every broken heart, joy for every bitter gall of rejection, every sorrow will be lifted. And Holy Spirit, if what I have said is from you, then confirm your word with signs following. Lay your hands on the sick part of your body, and I will pray at the end of this anointed song. The Son of the Living God, I speak health to every physical body. I rebuke every form of infirmity. I rebuke every form of disease. I rebuke every cancer and growth in the name of Jesus Christ. And I declare that they are cursed at the root. I command a blessing of divine health freely flows into the lives of the listeners. Lord, I speak to every life that is in torment, for your name is Jehovah Shalom, our peace. I give you praise, Father, that the enemy has been defeated and the peace of God has now healed every broken heart. Every sorrow is lifted right now. Every burden and yoke is destroyed because you, O Lord, are the joy in the morning. You, O Lord, are more than enough. You, O Lord, are our strength and our song, and we magnify your holy name. I thank you that you are our righteousness, you are our shepherd, you are our divine giver of life. Let the power of this blessing rest upon you and be imparted by you when you use the words and the authority of Jesus' name. Well, friends, act your faith. Try moving. You'll find that the pain has started to leave or started to subside. And look for the improvements. Sometimes it takes time for the... Look for the improvements. Test the area to see if there's an improvement. Know for sure that it is God's will for you to be healed. And do not let fear come upon you. 365 times the Bible states, fear not. It always distorts the truth. 2 Timothy 1:7, for God did not give us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. No going to witch doctors, leave that alone, it's no good. It says there, God heals to reveal his glory. We see this in Psalm 118:17, declare the works of the Lord, which means we should testify about our healing. In Mark 5:19, Jesus healed a very sick and troubled man and told him, go tell the great things the Lord has done for him. Well, we would love to hear from you if you have made a decision for Christ and received your healing miracle, or this message has touched you in some way, then contact the radio station. So my final prayer for you is this, and now may the Lord bless you and may the Lord keep you. And may the Lord make his face to shine upon you. And may the Lord be gracious unto you and give you his peace. May you, in the darkest storm of your life, hold to the never-failing hand of a loving God. His anchor will hold you. The storm will pass by. The thing of which you were asked, God will supply. He will give you joy for the bitter gall of rejection. He will give you healing for your sickness. He will give you a new beginning for your failure. He will turn the darkest night into the brightest day because he is the lover of your soul. He is the father of all hope. In Jesus' name, receive this blessing. And all God's children said, praise the Lord. Shalom. Amen.
Flowing out to you. live inside of me. Welcome, Holy Spirit. I am in your presence. Fill me with your power. Live inside of me. You're the living waters, ever-flowing fountain, comforter and counselor, take complete control. Welcome, Holy Spirit, I am in your presence. Fill me with your power, live inside of me. Your power, live inside of me. You're the living waters, ever flowing fountain, comforter and counselor.